Henry Bolingbroke, Duke of Hereford, Great Duke of Lancaster, I come to thee from Plume Black Richard, who with willing soul adopts the heir, and his high scepter yields to the possession of thy royal hand. Ascend his throne, descending now from him, and long live Henry, fourth of that name.
Long live
Henry! Richard, that in common view he may surrender, so we shall proceed without suspicion.
I will be his conduct.
In God's name, I'll ascend the regal throne.
God forbid.
Speak, Carlyle.
My lord, what subject can give sentence on his king? And who sits here that is not Richard's subject? I speak to subjects. And a subject speaks, stirred up by God thus boldly for his king. My lord of Hereford here, whom you call king, is a foul traitor to proud Hereford's king. And if you crown him, let me prophesy. The blood of English shall manure the ground, and future ages groan for this foul act. Prevent it. Resist it. Let it not be so. This child, child's children cry against you. Woe!
Alack. Why am I sent for to a king before I have shook off the regal thoughts wherewith I reign? Yet I well remember the favors of these men. Were they not mine? Did they not sometime cry, all hail to me? So Judas did to Christ. But he in 12 found truth in all but one. I in 12,000. None.
God save the king!
Will no man say amen? Am I both priest and clerk? Well then, amen. God save the king, although I be not he. And yet amen, if heaven bethink him me. To do what service am I sent for hither?
To do that office of thine own good will, which tired majesty did make the offer. The resignation of thy state and crown to Henry Bolingbroke.
Give me the crown. Here, cousin. Seize the crown.
Here, cousin.
On this side my hand, on that side thine. Now is this golden crown like a deep well that owes two buckets filling one another. The emptier ever dancing in the air, the other down, unseen and full of water. That bucket down and full of tears am I, drinking my griefs while you mount up on high.
I thought you have been willing to resign.
Oh, my crown I am, but still my griefs are mine.
Are you contented to resign the crown?
I.
No!
No. I. For I must nothing be. Therefore, no, no. For I resign to thee. Now, mark me how I will undo myself. I give this heavy weight from off my head, and this unwieldy scepter from my hand, the pride of kingly sway from out my heart. With mine own tears, I wash away my barn. With mine own hands I give away my crown. With mine own tongue deny my sacred state. With mine own breath release all duteous oaths. All pomp and majesty I do forswear. My manners, rents, revenues I forego.
my acts, decrees, and statutes I deny. God pardon all oaths that are broke to me. God keep all vows unbroke are made to me. Make me that nothing have, with nothing grieved, and thou with all pleased that hast all achieved. Long mayst thou live in Richard's seat to sit, and soon lie Richard in an earthy pit. God save King Henry, unkinged Richard says, and send him many years of sunshine days. What more remains?
No more. But that you read these accusations and these grievous crimes committed by your person and your followers against the state and profit of this land, that by confessing them, the souls of men may deem that you are worthily deposed.
Must I do so? And must I ravel out my weaved up follies? Gentle Northumberland, if thy offences were upon record, would it not shame thee in so fair a troop to read a lecture of them? If thou wouldst, there shouldst thou find one heinous article containing the deposing of a king.
My lord, dispatch, read o'er these articles.
Mine eyes are full of tears, I cannot see.
My lord.
No lord of thine, thou hoarse, insulting man! No. No man's lord. I have no name. No title. No. Not that name was given me at the font, but 'tis usurped. Alack, the heavy day. That I have worn so many winters out. And know not now what name to call myself. Good king, great king, and yet not greatly good. And if my word be sterling yet in England, let it command a mirror hither straight, that it may show me what a face I have, since it is bankrupt of his majesty.
Go, some of you, and fetch a looking glass.
Read all this paper while the glass doth come.
Fiend, thou torments me ere I come to hell!
Urge it no more, my lord Northumberland.
The commons will not then be satisfied.
They shall be satisfied. I'll read enough when I do see the very book indeed where all my sins are writ. And that's myself. But give me that glass. And therein will I read. Deeper wrinkles yet. Hath sorrow struck so many blows upon this face of mine and made no deeper wounds? O flattering glass, like to my followers in prosperity, thou dost beguile me. Was this face the face that every day under his household roof did keep 10,000 men? Was this the face that, like the sun, did make beholders wink? Is this the face which faced so many follies, but was at last outfaced by Bolingbroke? A brittle glory shineth in this face, as brittle as the glory is the face. For there it is, cracked in 100 shivers. Mark, silent king, the moral of this sport. How soon my sorrow hath destroyed my face.
The shadow of your sorrow hath destroyed
the shadow of your face.
Say that again. The shadow of my sorrow. Ha! Let's see.
Oh, 'tis very true. My grief lies all within. And these external manners of laments are merely shadows to the unseen grief that swells with silence in the tortured soul. There lies the substance. And I thank thee, King, for thy great bounty that not only gives me cause to wail, but teaches me the way how to lament the cause. I'll beg one boon and then be gone and trouble you no more. Shall I obtain it?
Name it, fair cousin.
And shall I have?
You shall.
Then give me leave to go. Whither?
Whither you will, to I were from your sight!
Go, some of you. Convey him to the tower.
Oh, good! Convey! Convey an thy wall that rides up nimbly by a true king's fall!
On Wednesday next, we solemnly set down our coronation.
Mort,
prepare yourselves.
A woeful pageant have we here beheld.
The woes to come. The children yet unborn shall feel this day as sharp to them as thorn.
Holy clergyman,
is there no plot to rid the realm of this pernicious blot?
My lord O'Mell, before I freely speak my mind herein, you shall not only take the sacraments to bury mine intents, but also to effect whatever I shall happen to devise. I see your brows are full of discontent, your hearts of sorrow, and your eyes of tears. Come home with me to supper. I will lay a plot shall show us all a merry day.